the education line goes back a little further. They were teachers and preachers, and well, teachers and ministers. I like teachers and preachers. It rhymes.
So that's your grandmother's parents?
So my grandmother's parents, my grandmother's father was a minister, and his father was a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that really does go, that goes sort of back, because that's right out of, that's just a little past the time of slavery.
Mm-hmm. Do you know but anything about them before
I don't
that?
Really know that much about them. In fact, we are in the process now of sort of trying to trace back the history of many of those records have gotten lost.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, we were...
Didn't something happen in Greene County? Didn't they have a fire in the courthouse or something?
Perhaps
and destroy
so.
A lot of records?
A lot of records.
Seems to me that, that I found that out when I was trying to do some family
We have been trying to, to go back and... many family members have been keeping, you know, records also that we've been sort of trying to get compiled, but it's a slow process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be working and doing genealogy,
and doing
too,
it
because it's
time.
A consuming sort of thing. How about your father's parents?
My father's parents were farmers also, and I do not know a great deal about... my father's grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And my father did not know a great deal about them either.
Did they die young?
They died, we're not too sure how old they were,
mm-hmm.
but somehow records were not really kept.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
And the information
so many,
was not
so
always passed on.
Mm-hmm. Where were they born? I mean, your father's parents.
My father's parents were born in Buckhead, wherever that is or was.
Mm-hmm. But you think it is where Buckhead
I think
is
it,
now?
It's in that general
uh-huh.
area.
Mm-hmm.
That was, that would be interesting to really look into and find out.
Yeah. Do you know whether they would have had any formal education?
I think not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course, formal education during that time was primarily, you know, the one-room school.
One-room schools, yeah.
The one-room school. So that if they did, it would have been that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know nothing at all about my grandparents' education. I know about my parents, but I don't know about
mm-hmm.
my grandparents. Do you know, you don't know any further back on your father's side?
No.
Okay. Let's see, you married?
No, I'm single.
Okay. We can dispense with that section. Tell me a little bit about Atlanta. This seems silly for a one native Atlantan to be asking another one.
A little bit about Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your impression of Atlanta? How has it changed during your lifetime?
Oh, it's a marvelous city.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I would say that anyway, because I'm in love with Atlanta.
Really?
But it's a tremendous city. I suppose that the greatest thing about Atlanta in its changing is that... Atlanta has always, and of course in many ways still is, a small town. It's always been kind of small townish, where people were warm and friendly. Atlanta is sort of the epitome of Southern hospitality, you know, this kind of thing. I've always sort of found that to be. But I see in the changes, because we have really become a metropolis, we're still, in many ways, kind of small townish, but we're sort of losing many of those virtues of a small town.